This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrettson Building Supply. Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, talk about the fire situation. Things have been a little quieter. Things have been a little cooler lately, but certainly a long way to go in fire season.
Yeah, we've had several days of pretty calm conditions. Haven't had, any significant fire runs for several days now. We had a handful of fires over the weekend on Saturday. Probably the most concerning out of those was, a fire we had out towards Goliath that was caused by a illegal burn barrel. And we've seen a couple of those over the last couple of weeks with cooler conditions. People are trying to sneak in a burn here and there, and unfortunately it's bitten a couple people. The conditions are still very dry out there, and all it takes is one spark to start that next fire, which is why we're still not allowing any kind of debris burning. Go ahead.
Well, as well, we're going into this long Labor Day weekend, too. That probably brings up some concern.
It does, and that's a great opportunity for people to, get out on that last camping trip or go explore or spend a day in the woods or whatever. But again, people need to know what those fire restrictions are ahead of time. So if you're heading out to the woods, you need to have fire tools and water with you. Make sure you stay on improved roads. Campfires are only allowed on designated campgrounds. So some campgrounds have restricted campfires because of the fire danger. So make sure you check ahead of time both which campgrounds are allowed by DFPA, and then make sure that campground itself is still allowing those. There's a lot of things that people can do, but make sure that you know what those restrictions are. In addition to our restrictions through DFPA, many private industrial landowners have restricted access or have additional restrictions to their lands due to the fire danger. So again, make sure you know whose land you're recreating on and what restrictions are in place.
Now, beginning tomorrow, we have a warm-up period, a little bit tomorrow, but especially starting on Friday, we've got 5 days that are basically at 90 degrees, so things heating back up and drying out even more.
Yep, we're going to see a little bit of a warm-up here and kind of looking long-term, with their new outlooks for the month coming out. We're still expected to see above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation through September, which really is pretty common. The thing we have going for us, the farther into September we get, the days start getting shorter. Those burn periods, because of the reduced days, get shorter as well. That doesn't mean that fire danger diminishes, though. We still have, high to extreme fire conditions until we get some significant rains that return to the area.
And what are your crews been busy doing with less fires going on?
Well, we haven't had the fire calls per se, but we're still staying really busy with, the calls coming in for people mowing outside of allowed times and those kinds of activities, the public use restriction violations. We still have a lot of work going on with the Skyline Ridge Complex, so that fire is now 100% contained. But we still have to make sure that fire is being checked and patrolled. There's still smokes well interior of the Pool Creek fire, so we got to keep an eye on those. And then it's still pulling off all that fire hose and equipment, getting it sorted out. Right off the bat, we had equipment from a bunch of different agencies, so getting that back to the appropriate people. And the hose rolled and all that stuff. So there's still a ton of work going on all across the district, in addition to new fire starts.
And what's your biggest concern over the next few days?
The biggest concern right now is just that new fire start. Things are still extremely dry out there. We get a little bit of wind, and those fires can spread very quickly. This weather is pretty deceiving with the cooler temperatures, especially overnight in the morning hours, with the holiday weekend coming up and people out recreating. There is a concern there of a new fire starting and from a careless act. And, we're encouraging people to know what those fire restrictions are and make sure they're following those fire restrictions so we don't have that next fire on the landscape.
The big fires down in Northern California getting a lot of attention. Have they been asking for help from folks in Oregon?
Yeah, they've been pulling resources. You know, when we get to this stage of fire season, a lot of the crews, especially contract-type crews, you know, it's not agency-specific. We don't have control over locally. So different crews and engines and resources are moved on a priority basis nationally. So there are resources from the Pacific Northwest down in Northern California helping out down there. And, you know, earlier on when we had our need up here, you know, we were the highest priority, you know, in the region, in the country there for a while. So we were pulling in resources from outside of the area as well. So it's kind of this balancing act back and forth, which is great when you're the one that's at the highest priority level. But when you're not, you know, it can be concerning. And we've been on both ends of that before. And been the recipient of a lot of stuff when we needed it, and had other times where we were unable to get the resources that we needed.
Final thoughts in terms of where we stand at fire season right now?
You know, just there's a long way to go. You know, typically for us, fire season doesn't end until about mid-October. So we still have, you know, 4 to 6 weeks of a what would be a normal fire season for us. You know, the game changer really is when those fall rains start coming in and bring some relief to the area. So hopefully we see those sooner than later. But it's not uncommon as well for fire season to last well into the end of October or early November. So time will tell to see where we're at. Again, we're just asking people to help us out. It's been a long year for us so far. We started real early in April with fires, and it's been pretty consistent all the way through here. So, you know, our crews they're still staying busy. They're doing good work, but they're tired as well. So we're just asking for help from the public to prevent that next fire and get us to the fall rains and out of fire season.
Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
842 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's and Building Supply.